Zok de Heilige Mishnah Vayta Mesechdes Nedarim Perig Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav. This woman says, Amra koinim te'enim vanovim elu she'eni toyem. She lumps it all into one statement. She says, koinim, lashon of a carbon, that I shall not taste these figs and grapes. Her father hears about this, or her husband hears about this. Kiyem l'te'enim. He's mekayim the neder just for the te'enim, just for the figs. Looks like he doesn't care if she doesn't eat figs. Yeah, you made a neder about figs. Let it be asa to you. But he wasn't mekayim the grape part of the neder. Zok the Mishnah, if she wants to eat grapes, we're going to tell her sorry. Because the din is kuloi kayim. Once your father or husband said he's mekayim the te'enim part, the grapes come along with it. Because it's a chelik of the neder. And it's all because she put it into one neder. She put it into one sentence. So once the husband is mekayim part of it, the whole thing is included. It's learned from a pasuk. Says the Batanura. The pasuk says, Isha, her husband, yikumenu, could be mekayim the nether. Could have said yakim. What does yikumenu mean? So we darshan yakim mimenu. If he's mekayim part of it, the whole thing clicks into place. So she said, kainim te'enim anovim elu she'ini te'yemes. He's mekayim the te'enim, the grapes come along with it. But if hefer la te'enim, he said, no figs. I'm made for that part of the nether. We don't say the grapes go along. Einim mufrat she'efer afli anovim. If he says no figs, it's just no figs. The nether is not chal on the figs. We don't say once he was made for the fig part, the grape part should also come off. The same way we say once he was mekayim the fig part, the grapes come along. No, by kiyim, if you're mekayim figs, the grapes come along with it. By hafar, if you're made for the figs, then just the figs are going to be mutter. The grapes are going to remain aser. Unless he's made for the grapes also. So again, if hefer l'te'enim, if he was made for just the figs, enim mufrat she'yofer afle anavim, the grapes won't come off unless he specifically says he's made for the grapes also. We don't have a pasuk by a fora that if you're made for part of it, the whole thing comes off, the way we have by kiyam. If she says, and here she breaks it up into two sentences, Amra she says, or she almost breaks it up into two sentences. She uses the word kainim twice, but she says, kainim te'enim she'eni tayemes, kainim I shall not taste figs, v'anovim elu she'enu tayemes, and I shall not taste grapes. She repeated the word, I will not taste, twice for each fruit separately. Zok the Mishnah, being that that's the case, even though she said kainim once, but still her elu shnei nedarim. These are considered two separate nedarim. Therefore, if the husband's mekayim the figs, the grapes don't automatically come along with it. So lemaisa, in this case, there wouldn't be a difference in akama and afara. If she repeats the word, I won't taste, for each fruit separately, just like if he's mekayim the te'enim, that's not a kiyim for the grapes, so for sure, if he's made for the te'enim, that's not a hafara for the grapes.